former Green Beret in Vietnam, Vegas undercover cop, card dealer, and private investigator, H. Lee Barnes now writes from the raw heart of his past, and not. In his most recent novel, Cold Deck, Barnes, who has never raised children, writes the relationship between Jude Helms, a divorced man, and his teenage kids with such tenderness that I found myself aching for his family. While the other central element of the book, a potentially deadly scam to cheat a big Vegas casino out of over $1 million, kept me reading into the night, it is the beautifully rendered connections between Jude and his children that have stayed with me. Jude Helms is a casino dealer who escaped, not undamaged, from the deadly 1980 MGM Grand Casino fire. What he saw and heard during the horrific moments the casino became an inferno are lodged deep in his memory, cocooning his heart and mind. He sleepwalks through life, losing his marriage and his profession through his detachment. Jude is fully alive only when it comes to his children. His deepest intention and longing are to protect Beth and Lucas from abrasive joint custody and the consequences of his beleaguered decision to become part of a vicious criminal's cold deck scheme. Barnes' people, Vegas dealers, waitresses, cops, and cons, are written with subtle detail, their descriptions accurate down to the villain's perpetual tan and flashy jewelry. Their dialogue something you might have overheard in a bar or on the street. Barnes never fails his characters or his readers. In a time of writing that is increasingly detached from the real world of real working people and the landscapes they occupy, he writes about pit bosses and gang soldiers, bored croupiers and tired-eyed dancers, dirty neon streets, and the vast and beautiful Nevada desert. And in Cold Deck, a poignantly real divorced dad, his children real beyond buzzword cliches of adolescence, and his dilemma brutally real to any of us who move through our lives uncertain of whether our money or the month will run out first. Recently, I asked Lee Barnes why he had named his hero Jude. Jude's name, he said, is an homage to Thomas Hardy's character Jude, and to St. Jude, the patron saint of hopeless cases. In the end, of course, my Jude is anything but hopeless.